Okay. 0807. You're live on the air. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Hold on. Can y'all hear me? I don't know. Hold on. 2937. Can you hear me?
Yes,
hello?
I can. How you doing, Amar?
Okay, so these people are not listening. Okay, hey, what's going on?
How you doing? So,
good. How are you?
I want to talk about a little bit of everything really fast.
Okay.
I feel like with Nicki Minaj, you know, she deserves it. Deserved everything that you said that she deserved, but she deserved it way back when.
Okay?
Okay. Not now. And then with the young lady that passed away, I find it extremely wrong that everybody packed up and left that girl there. They bought the
Absolutely.
Luggage, but they couldn't bring the truth. And then even the dude that went online talking about, oh, I was trying to help her, but did you stay when everybody left? No, you packed up and left with everybody. I think every last one of them need to be picked up and brought to jail because this is murder, pretty much what it was. And
mm-hmm.
we all saw the fight. They all said alcohol poisoning. Even the authorities saying that this wasn't, it wasn't, like she wasn't attacked or anything else like that. But we got video now. So what are they going to say?
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy. It's literally
the
crazy. And what do you think that this was? What do you think the reason was?
I think that, you know, the girls were hating on her. She did not need them to book that suite. She could have probably did it on her own. And the fact that the best friend was sitting there gassing it up, talking about, oh, you're not going to fight instead of helping your friend. And this is a friend that you had for years and everything else like that. It is something all the way wrong with this. I feel like they plan to do this to her, because who pays for a trip like that and then leaves the next day?
And then do all that fighting and stuff.
They told everybody that they wasn't fighting, but now that there's a video out for fighting and everything else like that. This whole thing is wrong. I feel like they got out of Mexico because the charges in Mexico and how they do you out there is totally different how they do you here in the United States. And that's why they bounced in.
Wow. Well, thank you, Carla. I got another call. I got to make sure I take this call. Thank you. Let me see. Let me get this one real quick. Let me see. Where is it at? I was trying to get to that caller because they're calling in, but they're hanging up. Okay, I'm going to add this one. Hold on, let me see if this person is going to answer. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on.
Hello?
Hey, it's Armand. You're live.
Oh, hi, Armand.
Hey, what is going on? I'm on the air right now.
Honey, listen, let me tell you. Let me just start. Okay, Quilla is, you know, she's from my city or whatever. Everybody knows Quilla. Everybody knew Quilla. Quilla was always that girl. She was always fresh. You know, back in the days when you had the fresh pair of J's coming out, Quilla had them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was just always that girl, but she was never a confrontational girl. Like, Quilla does my daughter here, too. So all the times I've been knowing Quilla since high school days, and we like 25, 28 now, but she has never been a confrontational, messy type of girl. She has never been that type of girl. So to see this come back, and what spooked me was I had just talked to Quilla before she flew. She flew out Thursday. She asked me to help her. She was like, I need you to help me do my makeup. Show me how to do my makeup. And I'm like, okay, I will, just FaceTime me or whatever. She flies out Thursday. Saturday, We all get a call. Well, I didn't get a call, but her friends was like Quilla's close friends was like, I went on Instagram. I was looking at people's stories. They was like, dang, Quilla was sad face. I'm like, what happened? So I asked my homegirl, which is friends with her too, and I'm like, what happened to her? And she was like, girl, alcohol poisoning. And I kid you not, I don't know if it threw me in anxiety. I don't know what happened, but I just literally was like, what? And I couldn't wrap my mind around the fact that alcohol poisoning. So I'm like, let me do some research. I know a lot of people that drink. Quilla always drank it. Everybody drank. But I've never seen, you know, not to say alcohol poisoning don't kill people because it does. However, what happened? Did somebody fight this girl drink? Was she out there? Because they was at an Airbnb. Now, on Quilla, her last story that she posted, it was this girl named Winter. They all from Charlotte. It was this girl named Winter. She was, like, on the ground dancing. And Quilla was in the recording her. She was like, dang, Winter, get up. Like, get up. They was having a good time. That must have been, yeah, that was that Friday night. Saturday, we all hear about it, this and the third. Okay, boom. So I just couldn't wrap my mind around it. And I'm like, I just talked to this girl. She just, like, this is ridiculous. And it threw me into a loop because now I got to go research. Now I'm like, okay, alcohol poisoning. Normally I know this girl ain't just sat down and just drank no, because you got to drink a lot of alcohol for it to get into your blood. It's already in your bloodstream. But for you to sit there and drink a bottle like that, you already know liquor is nasty. Liquor is already nasty. So your body is going to react to where you're going to throw it up. Something's going to happen. You're going to have to get rushed to the hospital. Something's going to happen. So it didn't sit well with nobody. So a week later, it just came out that wasn't the story. She didn't get alcohol poisoning. The boy Khalil had done already, the boy Khalil had told the mama that she was alcohol poisoned. They was trying to wake her up and this, that, and the third and all of that. And her mama was like, girl, like, what are you talking about? So her ex-boyfriend was going on Instagram posting their pictures. He was like, man, me and Quilla get drunk all the time. Man, I know she ain't died behind this. And so when it came out that the girl, that she got into an argument with one of the girls and they got
she
into
got
a
into
fight.
An argument with Dejanay. So why did she get she into an into argument with Dejanay? What was that tea?
She got into the Yep, she got into the argument with Dejanay, but you know Quilla was naked in the video, so I believe let's just be all the way 100. When you on a trip with somebody, with a group of people, and you ain't got no clothes on, you either in your room or you just in your room with no clothes on. Y'all came up in Quilla's room, y'all tried to bogart her shit. I don't mean to cuss, but y'all came up in there trying to bogart her. Quilla already is not no confrontational person, so you knew when you got ready to swing on Quilla, Quilla was not gonna beat you. You knew that already. So you had already knew that. So why you trying to jump on that girl? You don't imagine going to Mexico to have a good time with your friends and somebody die. The dude, Nazir, he flew out there Saturday. It was his birthday, and that was his whole thing, his shebang he was having for Cabo. He flew out there Saturday. He flew into what was going on. He got the Quilla died at 3 p.m. He already flew. He got there around 2-something. He like, what the hell?
So who was recording the video? Who was recording?
Her best friend Khalil. They've been best friends since high school. Her homeboy, the best friend Khalil, he was the one that was recording the video talking about something. Oh, Quilla, you ain't gonna swing. Quilla said no. Quilla ain't no fighter. What you trying to fight somebody for? You know they're not a fighter. They're not going to hit you back. Then the girl, they're going to have the nerve to say that she ain't killed nobody. She ain't do this and that and the third. No, yes, you did. Because let me tell you something. If I swing on somebody today and fight them, if something happens to you Sunday behind me swinging on you fighting and you die, I am in charge of that murder, baby. Let's be clear.
But why would Dejanay fight her like that the next day? You got to get that tea out there in Charlotte. What is the tea?
I had to get off social media, y'all. I had to get off because it was too much for me. But I'm definitely gonna go to the funeral and everything. I'm gonna get the tea.
Was there anybody in relate? I mean, I'm trying to figure out why would her best friend sit and watch that? Like, was Dejanay sleeping with anybody? Was Quilla like? What was the argument from? Because Quilla wasn't even fighting. So, like, I'm trying to figure out.
We don't know.
We're trying to get the tea.
The only reason that nobody knows is because the people that was in that on that trip hadn't came out and told exactly what happened. Like, where did the argument stem from? They hadn't came out. Now, they've been going live on Facebook. The dude Nazir went live on Facebook, but he only told his part from where he came into the situation. We're still missing that piece of the story of what happened to her at that time. And then the maid find her. So y'all mean to tell me y'all got on the flight and y'all left that girl over there and y'all didn't come back? Y'all didn't come back and y'all all left. But check this out. If you with a group of people and you done seen what they did to her, the scariest mug gonna get on that flight with them and go on home, because and if you did that to her, hell, you gonna do that to me. So it's a lot of things that went on. I'm gonna get the tea. Oh, I'm gonna get the tea by the end of this week. I am gonna get the tea. And I can't wait to give you a call to let you know the real thing
yes.
that happened. But we
give
need to know
happened.
Exactly why they were talking. But you got to remember, Armand, they on a trip. It's dudes out there. It's women out there. Oh, you think you better than me? You never know. You never know. You never know what people go on in people's head. That's why I always tell people mental health is a real thing, because you start drinking. Yes, we friends, but I don't know how you is when you get drunk. You might want to swing on somebody. Hold up. You can't go on this trip. Because I don't know how you're going to be when you get drunk. People got to understand, and that's why I took a break from social media, because when you get to a point where your mind fighting you and you start having this, you don't, that's who you got to fight. See, Dejanay, you're going to get caught, baby, because one thing you can't do, you can't run from God. You can't run from God, baby. He's right there. Quilla, he's going to get justice for Quilla, period. But one thing I learned in this whole situation is y'all were so quick to jump on that girl and fight her and kill her. You finna fight your mind. And that's one thing you can't even try to beat. You can never try to beat your mind when you don't know what's going on. When you thinking about things, oh, dang, police, that's a whole nother mind game, baby. You got to wake up. And that's God.
Okay, we're going
to
take you. I'm going to call you. Okay, girl, I gotta move on. We got a couple calls. Okay, love you, bye.
Okay,
bye. Call me. Okay, 7063, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand. So I'm just getting into this whole story. It's really unfortunate. And hearing about the details of it, it really reminds me of the whole thing with that one girl, the 19-year-old girl, Tanika Jenkins, and how she went out with her friends to a hotel. They rented out a
hotel. Yeah, we know the Tanika Jenkins story.
Yeah, and it's just, it's unfortunate. You guys really have to watch. I mean, it's unfortunate that we have to get to a point now where we have to watch who our friends are. We can't. I tell you, apparently this girl couldn't even trust her own best friend. So, you know, that's really sad and unfortunate. You know, my prayers go out to her parents and her family, really. But that's just all I'm going to say.
Thank you. Okay, let me take another call. 2656. Let me see. 2656, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
Nothing, babe. So I just want to say rest in peace to Shaquilla, because it's an unfortunate situation, which is crazy. You can't even trust your friends nowadays to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. But back to Krishan and Rock, I totally agree with everything that you're saying, but I feel like she probably could pop off with her music career. You don't like to survive?
Well, I do, but I just think that at some point she would have to get away from Zeus Network. Like, you can't be doing the music thing and then going on and exploiting yourself on Natalie Nunn's show.
Yeah,
like,
no, I,
take
I,
the
I,
moment,
I feel, yeah.
take the momentum from the Blueface and Krishan show and catapult your music career. You don't go and give that momentum to Natalie Nunn's show.
Yeah. I know, and it's
why
like,
would you go and have your own show then to go be under somebody else? That's crazy.
And the show that you already did, already did. I'm just so confused on the whole cast itself. I feel like you should, like, that's, like, why is Natalie on there? That's number one. Why is Tommy on there? It's really, and I like Biggie, but she's giving
Michelle,
me New
I thought
York.
Biggie was trans.
Yeah.
Okay, girl, I gotta go. Bye, girl, because you mumbling the cack. Love you. Okay, let's get into some things, girl. I'm trying to get into some things. Okay. Let me see. Okay. 554-8, you live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi. So I just want to comment on the Quella girl.
Okay.
It's really sad what happened to her. Growing up, I had a lot of, and like you said, I don't want to make this about me, but I just see so many similarities because growing up, my mom used to always tell me, like, Camille, like, watch your friends, like, watch you mess with, watch X, Y, and Z. And, like, I see it now. Like, some of those people, I'm not cool with them no more, and I feel like they would have, you know, killed me, you know, if they would have had the chance. And the girls, the Dejanay girls, a lot of these girls I've been noticing, a lot of these real evil girls, you know, a lot of them are going into nursing and, like, healthcare positions. And you look at her little LinkedIn profile, it says she was a healthcare professional. I don't know what she does specifically, but it's scary.
Really?
Because I've had a few aunts and a grandmother who, during the pandemic, we weren't able to get into the nursing homes, and they're getting these bed sores down to the bone. And a lot of these girls that are in these fields, they're evil. I'm sorry. Like, the lady taking care of your aunt, she might be nice, but a lot of these girls are really evil. And I feel like the healthcare field needs to do a better job at vetting their people, you know, because I've just noticed that in my own life. And I have aunts that are nurses, and they're sweethearts. But I'm talking about, like, people that I've known, have friends with, growing up with, seeing their patterns, see how they move. And it's really scary. And I'm not going to say that you can't trust anybody, but when you do see some weird, funny type of behavior, any type of behavior, remove yourself from the situation immediately. So.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. Have a good one, love.
Yes.
Okay, let's keep going. 7442, you live on the air.
Oh, yes, Armand. Let's get into some things, baby. Because
let's talk about it.
Come on now. So I'm thinking, like, first of all, why was she naked? Why was she naked? I feel like
maybe she was in a shower. Maybe she was in her bed being in her bed. Or maybe she was with a nigga. I don't know. That could be only three reasons why you naked. Or it's only four reasons why you could be naked.
Like,
you was just got out the shower. You was in your bed laying down. You was about to get dressed. Or you was with a nigga.
I feel like she walked in on her with her nigga. And she got to working on her. And I just feel like, what you were saying was true. It's true, right? She didn't mean to. Nobody thought that this was going to happen. She just took it too far. And she just couldn't control herself. But we're not going to act like she just went down there with people that she don't know. So something happened. There was something that happened. She knows these people. They cool. So something happened. And then her friend, if that is her friend, asking her, why you not fighting back? And they just recording the fight, because this is what everybody do casually. Everybody records the fight. We going to see a fight over here across the street. The first thing everybody do is pull out their phones. So that's normal. They probably just didn't think that she was going to take it this far. Let's just be real. Something happened. And he's
okay,
like,
hold on. I'm going to stop you there. Hold on. I'm going to stop you there. Okay, well, here's the thing, though. I'm with you to an extent. First of all, my best friend getting beat down like that, I'm going to stop it. But. The only way I'm not going to stop it, to your point, is was my best friend wrong? Was she sleeping with somebody, nigga? Like, what? Like, what? Did she need to get her one?
Thank you. And she feeling like, baby.
And we all friends.
So get your one. Yeah, get your one. Whatever she did, something happened. We just can't glance over the fact that this just randomly happened. Something happened that caused this. And baby girl just took it too far. And that, like you said, they all gag. Like, oh, shit, what are we going to say? They not thinking that there's going to be an autopsy. And ain't no alcohol going to show up. But that's the first thing everybody thought of. Okay, alcohol poisoning.
Okay. Well,
but
they said that the girl is supposed to be going live tonight. And so let me verify that. Because if she is going live, we need to be here for that.
All right,
going live on.
We just got to really talk about it. But all right,
girl. So you think that that girl pretty much was doing some foul stuff with somebody, nigga, and the girl walked in on her and she beat her up, and that's why the friend didn't jump in.
I'm just that's just something that just came to my mind because I just feel like something happened. It could have been something else. It could have been some jealousy, but I just feel like something happened. That's the reason why her friend was just feeling, sitting back like, get your one. Like, nobody thought this old girl would take it that far. They probably didn't think that she wouldn't fight back, but she definitely didn't deserve it. She definitely didn't deserve it. They should have stopped it, and nobody stopped it before it went that far, but I just feel like something happened. And we need to, that's what we need to find out. Who got the tea? We need to find out what happened. And somebody going to talk. One of them going to talk. That's how the video got out. Somebody felt guilty. That shit was killing them.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Thank you.
Them.
Thank you. I've been letting you slide, but it's too much cursing. 5542, you're live on the air.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Armand.
Example. Hey, what's going on?
Okay, so boom. Okay, so I'm from Fayetteville, North Carolina, right? So stuff like this is actually, it's not common, the whole death thing, but them jumping, that's actually common because I have an ex and his sister, they brought their cousin to D.C. Why didn't leave her on the highway and came back to North Carolina without her? I was like, aw. So stuff like that is, like, normal. So it's like, it's just really crazy. I do agree with the last caller, though, because the way the girl was really beating her, it's giving, you know, like she slept with my man. But what's the energy for that man, though? You get what I'm saying? So, like, I don't know. I don't know if that's the real situation, you know. But that was really it, though. Let me go ahead and let you go, you know.
Thank you. Thanks,
right,
boo.
Right.
Okay, let me take some more. Let me take some more calls. Let me take some more. Okay. 8354, you live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
I'm good. Thank you for taking me. But I just wanted to add to the thing about Nikki for a minute.
Okay.
I know that you're saying that they're letting people go because of Nikki. It's not actually true. A lot of the bigger companies, if you look at Amazon, Meta, a lot of companies are letting people go right now. So I think that's what was going on. It doesn't have to do with Nikki.
No,
Nikki,
I didn't say that they were letting people go for Nikki. So that's not what I said. That's not what I said. I didn't say they were letting them go for Nikki. I said, what I said was they spent a lot of money on Nicki Minaj and enough people are not signing up for that app. Okay. A lot of the people are not signing up for the app. The app itself is not being able to recoup the money that it paid out for such a celebrity like Nicki Minaj and all these celebrities. But they thought that Nicki was going to be able to bring people in, and she was unable to bring viewers in and cause them to become users of that app outside of her. That's what I said. So I can't do any of this foolishness. That's not what I said. 5974, you're live on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you today?
Good.
Good, okay. Anyways, sorry about that. So my biggest problem is that they went to go see that girl's mom.
Right.
The disrespect is just, like, unbelievable. You're that heartless to take her luggage to her mom passed it first alcohol poisoning, and then her family has to see the videos of, you know, that girl beating on her like that.
After you lied to her. But it's the best friend. It's like, what are you telling them? Like, what's the, because the story's about to come out at this point. Because somebody leaked the video.
Yeah.
So somebody's ready
and
to talk.
I know. They all out of line. Yeah. I hope they are. Well, they don't see on the table. But bye, everyone.
Okay. Thank you. I just hung up on somebody. Sorry. Okay. 9665, you're live on the air.
Hello, Armand.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
I mean, TLC said a year ago, what about your friends? You can't trust everybody else. You're saying they're your friends.
Okay, period.
I mean, it's just the world. They flew her all the way out there. I mean, and then this happens. And they just quit. They sat back and just cleaned it up. And just
something
made
is just
like
what. So that's what.
Was.
That's what's make. That's what's. But that's what's also on the flip side. That's what's also on the flip side. Did she do something? Why? It's mind boggling to me that the best friend would be trying to cover up for somebody else. So did Shinquella, what, I mean, not did she have a right, but did she provoke that girl into fighting her? What happened?
The woman called said that she wasn't a fighter. She wasn't a confrontational person. This had to be something.
Yo, hold on. You don't have to be. You don't have to be a fighter to get to get me to a point where I want to slap the hell out of you. You don't have to be a fighter to have a nasty mouth. I could be a fighter.
Yeah.
You could have a slick mouth. And just because you're not a fighter, you could try to hurt me with your words. But a couple shots in, you know what I mean? I'm drinking and you saying some ignorant stuff to me, whether you're a fighter or not, I'm going upside your head if I'm a fighter. Or whether if I'm a fighter or not, if you naked in the bed with my nigga in Mexico, I don't care if you're a fighter. I'm a fighter, so I'm going to knock you out.
Yeah. Do you think that she was like drunk and she ended up hitting her head or something when after the girl hit her or fell back? Because that could have been it. She already had alcohol in her system.
We don't know.
We'll find out.
Before
at the club.
Well, we're going to find out. And
one more thing
with
Two Face for this.
Yeah, really quick. One more thing.
She's not going to go nowhere. She's not going to leave that man. And we all know it. And I'm wondering, I mean, no matter who she talks to or tries to convince her, she's not going to leave him. I got three sisters, and two of them have been in domestic situations like that. One, she's still with him. And she, and we're not fooling with her, and we told her that. We're trying to help her. She don't want help. And you can sit there and talk to them blue in their face. A lot of them women are not leaving.
I mean,
and it's some sad stuff, but it's reality.
Wow. Thank you. Yep. Let's keep it moving. Okay. 8737, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Really quickly, as far as the situation with the girl that was out with her friends and stuff like that, look, I personally feel like we don't even need to really know the whole entire story, right?
Mm.
We know that they lied. We know that they lied. Right. So, and we saw the girl kicking her ass, period.
Okay.
Point blank, period.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, 8391. I can't let everybody get away with talking crazy. Hey.
Sorry. Armand, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Sorry, I have my AirPods on. Okay, a couple of things. I'm so mad because I didn't get to see the whole live, so I don't know the whole story about this girl who died, but in my opinion, it sounds like something happened. They were all scared, so they all went and jumped on that plane because nobody wanted to go to Mexican jail. And now they're feeling guilty because, you know, when you abandon bodies, like, that's a crime in its own.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So now they're feeling guilty. They're trying to put stuff out. Like, oh, this is what really happened. It's probably somebody who was there, and they're trying to, like, put it out so that when it comes out, they're like, well, I was the one who released the video. But they all ran because they probably didn't want to go to Mexican jail. You know what I mean? Or they didn't want to be the only person there if everybody else was dipping. You know what I mean? But that's not what I called to talk about. Rest in peace to that girl, though. Okay, so can I just talk about the Blueface Krishan thing real quick?
Yes.
Because, okay, in my opinion, this is what's wrong with the industry. It's more worried about clout than music. Like, you hit it on the head 100%, okay? It's about exploiting this relationship at this point and not even, like, monetizing it in smart ways because it's the XXX stuff on the internet for free. You know what I'm talking about? I'm trying not to cuss. Like, you're doing the, you know, you're doing whatever on Twitter and on Instagram for free. You're not even doing it on OnlyFans, you know. It's just to get the name out and, you know, Shade Room promotes it, Hollywood Unlocked promotes it. I mean, I feel like you say it from an unbiased opinion because clearly no one's paying you. So you tell the truth every time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like it's just so much clout being given to it that it's just going to keep going. But I did want to talk about the show because, honestly, I don't think the show is going to be on her side because you have to remember that – Krishan, I'm going to tell you why. Krishan signed to Blue, and Krishan is like signed to Zeus. I don't know her whole contract. This is allegedly, okay? But you have to remember, Blue has a team. You think WAC 100 is going to approve of them making Blue look like the bad guy? You think Wack 100 is going to let Zeus drag him and do all that when it already looks like he's the bad guy in the real world?
Well, Wack can't control him now. He already looks crazy. So at this point,
no,
I mean.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I feel like low key, this could be a chess move where it comes out and it's like, well, actually, Blue's the calm one. You know what I mean? Like, that's honestly how I think it might go, because at the end of the day, Zeus is here to exploit Krishan. And, you know, we
absolutely.
Have her on there looking crazy. Yeah, you have her on there looking crazy. And the reason why she's going to do bad is because you have to remember, that's her persona. Her persona is that she's going to beat everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrities endorse it, and Diggity hugs her. But at the end of the day, nobody's focusing on their music here. And it's still, and I'm sorry. Like, yeah, if the vibe was good, but let's be real. Like, come on. It's Krishan rapper. Like, come on. Like,
right.
You know? And I just feel like, I think she might be exclusively signed to, like, Zeus and Blue, because
mm-hmm.
if you look on her profile,
mm-hmm.
it says Lemmy's name.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I just want to say.
They own her. But that's what I'm saying. They're going to drain her all the way up.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. That's why, I mean, she's done before she even gets started,
yeah.
because they have their Cardi B, you know, their Jocelyn,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Like they have
mm-hmm.
that one, like they have Jocelyn, but they don't really have Jocelyn, but they have that one that's like, okay, she's popping. She's a star. We're going to use her over here. You know what I mean? And so we'll wrap her up in all kind
mm-hmm.
of contracts over here. So the bigger she goes, she can't go too far. They're going to make all the money off of her, and she's willing to do it because they'll just keep they're going to keep doing all
right.
these shows around her. You know, people are thirsty for the clout and attention, and they don't realize at some point
mm-hmm.
it's time for you to elevate and move forward.
100%. One last thing I just wanted to say. I don't know if you touched on this that good, but at this point, throw the Grammys away because
thank you.
That
we
so
talked about
get...
that already, child. Thank you. We went on that. We're not going to do that. Reminds me of Kind of Friends. Erica Banks says she want to go out with. They probably made cute vacation pics. Energy was genuine. Fake friends. Yes. Ooh, child. Okay. You're trying to sneak in a bunch of extra stuff. Nah, I'm super chef for that. 0485, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
What's good, Armand? Yeah.
Nothing much.
I was calling in because I've really, really been doing my research on Krishanquela, because I personally met her. I chilled out. I hung with her. She's cool. She's very laid back, chill. She takes very much pride in the businesses and what she works and how hard she works, you know, and she took
mm-hmm.
pride in that. So I feel like she's a very prideful person, of course. And
mm-hmm.
she deserves her accolades. That she did what she had to do, you know. And that whole trip, it's a setup. I feel like everybody knew about the Dejanay girl going to approach her. That's why they invited her to come. If you know Krishanquela, you know it's a trick. That's her vibe. That's her trick moving her out. Yes, let's go. She's a lit person. She's funny. She's cool. Non-confrontational. Somebody can tell her that they want to fight her. She's like, no, I don't want to fight. Like, can we talk about it? Something like that. So it's giving her being naked, number one, automatically out the question. Number two, she did not talk to nobody's man. It was nothing to do with a man. It had to do with her also having the Dejanay girl as a previous employee for her business, if you want to get specific.
Oh.
So that picture that they have of Dejanay with that corset on, that's actually that tan cute corset piece. That's actually one of Krishanquela's pieces from her. You see what I'm saying? So it's deeper than it being a man, no shade. I feel like it was more so a disagreement about a comment she had said. How girls are, there's men there, whatever. Trying to show, you know, be cute. And you know the men, they just feel like, oh, they girls, that's how they do. Da, 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 like, but her best friend, no shade, no tea. Mm-mm. Never a best friend. Never.
Mm.
Anybody,
so wait, get back to being an employee.
What?
So she was an employee for one of her clothing lines?
Yes. That's the tea that brought to me that she was a previous employee, and that also the thing, here's the real tea. Here's the real tea, Armand. So it's crazy to me that she didn't even sound
comprehend, like, you could not really comprehend, like, no. When she said no, when they said fight her, when her, that was, let's say allegedly, but we, people who know, know. That was her best friend, you know, that said, mm-hmm. oh, you ain't going to fight that color. You ain't even going to fight that. Like, and it's giving that he's never dated her. Nobody's dated. They tried to say the Nazi boy, I guess, was dating her. I feel like that. I know. Well, I feel like that's false. I'm going to say allegedly that's false. You know, it was nothing about the man. He got there a whole day after this. He got there after it happened, you know. They mm-hmm. all felt some type of way about one thing that she said, and one of the girls, I feel like Darshanae started talking and bringing up certain girl talks that she probably personally had with Shinquella about the other girls, and they all felt some type of way about her, so they're like, yup, I don't care, like, no shade, it gave very much, let them, like, you get what I'm saying, it gave very much that, and it also gave that more than one person. The autopsy did not only say that, it said, Nazir said himself when he got there that he saw her eyes were swollen and he thought she had a red blood clot in her eye and her lip was split in multiple places. You didn't see the knot on her head. Okay, so fuck the excuse my language. Excuse me.
Thank you. Okay. Wow. It was going good. 5517, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, can you hear me?
Hey, yes.
Okay, so I just want to ask you something real quick because, like, I was, like, looking at this earlier, like, some of my friends, we were watching YouTubers and, like, a bunch of different stuff. Who exactly was Shanquella's best friend? Because on some posts that I'm seeing on, like, social media, they're saying the girl who beat her up was
No, the best friend was the guy, the Khalil guy.
Okay. Okay, so Khalil was definitely for sure, Shanquella's, like, bestie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, well, I just want to say that I don't think it was, like, with the last caller, I don't think it was overdue because if you think about it, like, it was three guys there. One was supposedly her best friend. Nazir didn't get there until the next day, so there's no way she was in the bed with him. And it just leaves, like, one guy, kind of. But either way it goes, like, whether, you know, she slept with somebody's man or not, nobody deserves to be, like, beaten to death, like, your spinal cord is, like, severed. Like, that's ridiculous. Like,
yeah,
those
that's
are some
crazy.
Very powerful. Yeah,
blows.
Those are some very powerful, I've been waiting to get you. Like, you, like,
yeah.
you've been messing with me for
yeah.
some years, and I've been looking for you. Yeah. So, I just think that it's, like, really ridiculous that we can't, like, as, like, a society just learn to, like, you know, handle our issues in different ways. Me personally, you bothering me, you in my space, you bringing negativity to my life, I'm going to just cancel you out. Like, it's a done deal. I'm not going to go back and forth with you. I'm not going to be fake kicking it around you. My friends, when we have an event or we're going somewhere, who's there? Oh, she's going, you won't see me. Because I just don't want that energy, like, in my life, right? And it's just,
absolutely.
Like, it's so sad, like, the girl wasn't even fighting her back. Like, I understand
no,
you
and
being
see, that's
mad
my thing.
And being like...
If a person is not even fighting you back, but that's what makes it interesting, though. You have to
yeah,
be
like
really upset to be hitting on somebody that hard if they're not fighting back. So what did that person do to you? Because they clearly they ain't hit you.
Yeah.
So
I
what did
no
they
people,
say?
Like, yeah.
And
you,
we also have to take accountability. We also have to take into account we're on vacation. So we're in Mexico. We should be happy. We should be high off of the vacation. So how do you get to this point of rage?
Yeah, I have no clue. But, like, you know, everybody's, like, sharing that girl picture and calling her the ugly friend and stuff. So maybe that was it. I mean, like, jealousy is a disease. You know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody's living a life that you wish you had, that alone would be, like, sending people over the edge. You know, right? Like, we hear about it every day. But, yeah, like, the girl was, like, you know, like, after the first one to two hits and you see she wasn't even swinging back, you should have just been done. I would have been done. Like, okay, she's not even – like, at this point, you're bullying her, right? And then it's like the guy, when he did his live, sorry, I don't want to take up too much time, but the guy, when he did his live, it was not making no sense. It's like you said you got there, you was all about her, and you was trying to make sure she was okay, but you were literally saying that y'all found her, like, basically kind of like unconscious. Why wasn't she?
But you know what,
somebody,
I just
like,
seen somebody in the comments say, I can't believe she allowed herself to be killed. And that's it. So you allow one woman to sit and beat on you like that without fighting back? That's crazy, too.
Yeah, I even if I couldn't fight, I would have windmilled my way up out of there or something. But, you know, everybody.
Like, at some point, you have to realize this isn't stopping. So
yeah.
You're going to let these people kill you?
Yeah, I can't speak for her. I know, like, me personally, I'm fighting my way out of it. Like, if I got to pick up a lampshade and get you off me, you're going to get off me. But, you know,
right.
We don't know her circumstances. Like, she might have been in, like, fight or flight mode, and maybe, like, she just was too stunned. Like, dang, like, what? Like, maybe even for her, it was
Shocking.
Like, how we go from getting here to now you want to beat me up? Like, she probably was scared herself, like, because, you know, you ever be in a moment where something is so shocking, it's so easy to say what you would and would not do. But with some, I have even had moments where I'm so shocked at what is going on around me, I literally have no response. Like, I'm literally just sitting there trying to interpret what's going on because it's like, how did we get here, right? So, like, I don't know. But, like, yeah, I don't know. Like, you know, but the guy saying that she was sitting there unconscious, they found her slumped over. She wasn't even responding. She should have been at the hospital waiting for
and then
they
people said she was
like,
drunk, but when I was reading, they were saying that she didn't have any alcohol in her system.
Yeah, she had no alcohol in her system. So,
so she wasn't even drunk.
Poisoning. So, yeah, I don't know, Armand. Like, this, it's a crazy world out here. Like, I do.
But then, too,
like,
why was she not? Did they drug the girl? Did they drug her? Was she high?
So wouldn't the autopsy have said that?
Shown that? Yeah.
Yeah, it would have shown that. Yeah, it would have shown, like, she had some type of other drugs in the system. But I'm going to get off your line, but I just want to say to
thanks,
people,
bro.
Like, don't let this
have
slow
a good,
y'all.
Have a good night.
Oh, okay.
Bye.
Oh, wait.
Okay, so let me take a couple more. We're going to get up out of here. Okay, 4450, you live on the air.
Hi, I'm calling for the arrest of Nikki and Kenneth Petty.
Thank you. Okay, 9917, you're live on the air. To sit on the line for 30 minutes and wait to say that, that's crazy. 9917.
Oh, my gosh, I love you so much.
Thank you.
Armand. Literally, I fucking love you. Okay, the first.
Thank you. Okay, 4696. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I just got one thing to say, and
okay.
You could tell us the setup because the girl had her hair tied up.
Yeah, she was ready to fight.
Yes, she was ready, and people are missing that point. I haven't heard anybody mention that. She was ready to fight. Her hair was tied up. She had a
Well, she knew
a
she was
going to
walk in there and fight the girl.
Yes. Yes. So it was planned, whatever it was they were doing. They did that on purpose for that girl. But, yes, that's all I want to say. Is, she was ready.
Do you think? But why? But why was she? So what do you think? You think that the girl said something slick? You think she slept with a man? What happened? Like, why would you go to Mexico to do this?
I don't know. I think a lot of people are speculating. Whatever it was, the girl didn't like her because I saw that video, and that was just thing because to sit there and have that much anger, and then when she would throw her against the bed, you know, and then she's sitting there, then go hit her again.
Yeah.
It doesn't – where does all that anger come from? And who has that much anger for their friend?
In Mexico.
Like, me and my, like, we might get in fights and stuff, you know, get in arguments. But that girl had some, I couldn't imagine getting in a fight like that with a friend. So those weren't her friends. And the guy videotaping that wasn't her friend either.
And then to lie to the mom on the phone, and you knew that she was dead. And then to go have the audacity to go to the mom's house. And then the girls went too.
Oh, did they? I didn't hear about that.
Yes,
the
girls went to the house too, and told and doubled down on the on it being alcohol poisoning.
Wow,
that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's all I want to say is she looked prepared, and the poor girl had her 22 inches of weave, but she was not prepared. No clothes on, weave out. She was not prepared to fight.
Thanks. Okay, we're going to take one more, and then we're done. 2803, you're live on the air.
Hey, I'm on. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Okay, let me just say this. There's a saying that all parents say, you lie, you steal. If you steal, you kill. I feel like them girls tricked her to take her out there. And the way that everybody got back home, and with just bringing her luggage and things like that, I think they probably took some of that girl money as well. Because nobody's talking about, you know, how they all got home. They all, I'm pretty sure they all booked their flights there and back. How were they all getting back home at the same time? Everybody.
And how you
sure
get out? How
flight.
You leave Mexico the next day like that?
Exactly. I just feel like they had that plan and set to set that girl up. I don't know what the girl's name is,
but
the one that
was
fighting her in the video.
So sorry to cut you off, but then when I listened to the friend talking, he was basically saying that she was laying there not feeling well, but nobody was saying that she had got beaten up. Like, so y'all was just cooking and stuff while she was slowly passing away?
Right. I think, unlike like you said, the girl, she must have been getting out the shower, something where her door was closed and they already had it. The girl had it planned that she was going in there to fight her for whatever reason it was. Obviously, that's the unknown thing. But I feel like that girl really had it out for her. And I feel like, you know, I feel like a lot of this stuff is going to come out, because the thing is, which a lot of people don't know, obviously, they technically cannot charge them. The only thing that has to happen is Mexico has to charge them, and then they would technically extradite it to the United States. That's the only way for them to actually get charged for this particular murder. But it's going to take basically a lot of people, a lot of media attention towards it to actually get it to that point to where they can actually get charged for the actual murder, or at least the girl who, you know, to start the process of anything like that. That's how it happens, because that's kind of like, that's the law. If Mexico decides to do something about it, then they can extradite them, and then that's how they'll start getting charged for it, basically.
So nothing
but
can
I
happen
just think
in the state, you're saying?
No, it cannot. My sister's a lawyer, and I was talking to her about it today, and basically that's what she was saying. She was saying they technically cannot do anything unless Mexico charges them. Once Mexico charges them, then they can go ahead and pass it over to the United States, which would technically be the FBI, and then they would extradite them, or they would just extradite the case to the United States, and that's how it'll all work to get charged. But it's going to take, obviously, a lot of media, a lot of attention on it to bring to them. I don't know if Mexico cares about anything we have to say, but that's technically how it has to go. So what I think the girl who was actually fighting her in the video, she's probably threatening them. Probably threatening them, like, nobody say nothing. Nobody better not do nothing. Nobody better not say nothing at all. And, you know, everybody keep their mouth shut. Somebody is nervous, of course, because there's a video that leaked. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure their whole way to that flight, the flight back to the United States, they had to come up all with a story. This is what we're going to tell her mother. This is what we're going to say. This
okay,
happened.
We just got an update. We just got an update here on the screen. Hold on. It says the Desiree Jackson, the girl who allegedly beat Shaquilla Robinson, is claiming innocence and will appear on the Shade Room tonight. The worst part about this is I lost a friend. I lost myself in the process of trying to save a relationship that was clearly no longer serving me. Yes, I may have overreacted, but who is to tell me how to react? Interview tonight with the Shade Room at 9 p.m. for my side of the story. The worst part about this, and she's saying, Ben did it. You was in the room with us. Stop the cap. That's the Zaire. And he was in the room. Okay, so it's getting deep. So now she's talking like, yeah, I'm the one who beat her up, and I'm doing an interview with the Shade Room. She looked like an old, ugly, feel some type of way, brick-faced, mad, jealous hoe.
Because she knows technically at this point right now, she really can't get charged. So she can really say what she want to say. But I feel like if they start putting them phone records, text messages, you know, credit card receipts, everything like that, that's going to, you know, line everything up to what actually happened. Again, like I said, my sister's a lawyer. She deals with all this stuff daily, and we were just talking about it, and she was just going through telling me, like, what the process would be if they had to charge, you know, all of them that are technically there. It has to go through Mexico first. If they decide to take on the case, it would then get transferred over to the FBI, and then the FBI would pick up the case, and then that's what. But I'm pretty sure they're probably already trying to start the process, but that's technically how it would go. At this point right now, it's really nothing they can do. It's just everybody's words against everybody's words. But I believe that whole flight home, they all came up with a plan to say, this is what happened. Nobody's changing their story. Yada, yada. Everybody's deleting text messages, anything. But you know what technology now, they can bring, they can pull everything back up. But I'm just saying, that was a long flight home, and they all tried to get their story together, which is why they went to that mother's house. And, you know, this is what we're going to say. This is what we're going to give her luggage and just tell them that. Because there's no way her best friend came there at the end rubbing her and checking on her, and he couldn't tell that the girl was dead or something was wrong with her. Like, come on, sir. You knew something was wrong with the girl.
And even if you didn't know that, you know the energy is off. You know the energy is off in the house. Somebody can't – a big moment like that can't happen and their energy not be off in the house and then everybody pick up
somebody's
and leave.
Somebody's walking around nervous, fidgeting. And then everybody just get up and leave. The day the best, or the day that one of the people get together on this, including that best friend, they got their story together that entire flight home. That was a very long flight home, and they made sure they had their story airtight, which is why really none of them are trying to say nothing. The girl is saying something now just to save face for social media, just about that. But they got their story tight together. I'm telling you. It's going to come out, though. It's going
right,
to come out.
But that's thank
what
you
I want
so
to
much.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. Yes, period. Okay, boom. We're going to end that right here.